or at the store, as the sugar and things would come in a...
Well, you mean quite a bit, quite an amount?
Yeah.
Well, it'd come in we used to buy sugar by 100 pounds.
Oh, you did?
When we was on the farm, mm-hmm. and had a bunch of kids, mm-hmm. Or kids at old home.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could get it cheaper by the 100 pound, it'd come in 100 pound sacks.
Oh, 100 pound sacks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we bought it by 50 pounds.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm.
We didn't hardly ever buy it by the small amount.
Mm-hmm.
We'd generally buy it by 100 pound. That'd do 6 months or maybe a year.
Oh, it'd last that long.
And then back when we were buying flour, we never did raise. I raised wheat all right, but there wasn't no flour mill around, and I got to just making hay out of it.
Mm-hmm.
This flour is I forgot what I was going to try to say there about that wheat, the flour business. Oh, yeah, when we went to buy, we bought our flour,
mm-hmm.
and we generally buy it by the 500 pound, and we'd put it in a dry place, and it'd keep, you know. Never had no trouble with it, and maybe we'd buy it by the 500 pound. Of course, we used Rushmore flour.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'd get it cheaper that way.
Yeah.
And now that is back yonder years.
Yeah, you could.
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
And while our children were small,
yeah, mm-hmm.
mostly when we was on the farm down there.
Mm-hmm. Well, now in the store, if they got shipments of things like molasses into a store, what would that come in? Big old wooden
molasses.
Yeah, or anything.
They'd come in glass, wouldn't they?
Well, is that what they come in?
They,
I don't know.
You can buy sorghum up here now at the stores in glass jugs,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Half a gallon. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether there's gallons or not. I guess they are. Well, all that stuff, we made it when we was on the farm.
So you just made it?
We had a sorghum mill.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Us three did.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Jones and his son and myself.
Uh-huh.
We lived there joining farms and,
uh-huh.
and we buy the stuff and we'd use it. Three of us could handle it,
mm-hmm.
and we made our own sorghum, and we done a lot of things that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of those big wooden things that they'd have to roll off of a wagon, that they'd ship things in.
I don't know. You got me there.
I was thinking of what would they used to use a lot of times. It have staves around it, and put it. It's called a.
What did you say they used it for?
Well, you could ship. They ship most anything in it. They ship. I don't know, all kinds of things in it. A big wooden, about round thing, tall and. Sort of round like this.
I don't know.
Well, didn't you ever see a barrel?
Barrel?
Yeah.
Oh, heck yes.
That's what I was wondering about. Didn't they ship
vinegar
vinegar
and molasses and
uh-huh.
sorghum.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's what you was hitting that while ago.
Yeah, I was wondering, is that what they'd ship?
Yeah, they would. When you was making sorghum, a lot of them would have big 50-gallon barrels there.
Oh, they
We'd
did?
We'd fill that thing up.
Uh-huh.
And they'd roll it then in the smokehouse, and they'd have sorghum whenever they wanted.
Oh, and so
they
just have it that
yeah.
much. Yeah.
I didn't understand what you...
Oh, well, no, I didn't make it clear. Yeah, that's what I was...